From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is meeting with NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about it aboard Air Force One.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
Tillerson expressed confidence NATO will become directly involved. Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO, in many ways, is already a partner in the fight.
NATO plays a role in the fight against terrorism in many different ways. We are supporting already the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
Stoltenberg said joining the fight will send a clear message of unity, especially in light of Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, England. University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Burton said NATO participation will lend legitimacy to the fight.
And this has been the case in the Afghanistan operation and a variety of different conflicts. America benefits in legitimacy terms from working with a broad coalition of European partners.
President Trump also expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater defense share of the burden, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product within 7 years. The president, on his first foreign trip, has met already with Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After that meeting Wednesday, Mr. Trump said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. In the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday, a car bomb exploded, killing at least 5 people, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. On the Kenyan side of the border, 8 security officers were killed Wednesday in 2 separate roadside bombings in Mandera in northeast Kenya. It was also claimed by Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. British and Libyan security forces have detained more suspects in the wake of Monday's Manchester bombing that killed 22, wounded dozens more, some critically at a concert venue. Libyan authorities questioned the brother and father of the bomber, Salman Abedi. His brother is suspected of having ties to Islamic State. British police have also detained several suspects. Manchester City Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said there's an uptick in security in the city.
People across Greater Manchester will have seen a significant increase in the number of armed officers on mobile patrol and at static points across the city. We have been supported by forces from across the northwest and beyond.
Britain Tuesday raised its threat level to the highest, critical, and deployed troops to bolster a stepped-up police presence. Royal United Services Institute analyst Mohamed El-Shimi said Monday's attack suggests the bomber had help.
The use of a bomb indicates a much more sophisticated style of attack in contrast to what we saw with the recent attack in Westminster. This is a bit more sophisticated, which does suggest that the bomb maker or the assistants came from elsewhere.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but British and U.S. intelligence have not confirmed that. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has ordered an investigation into Wednesday's twin suicide bombings that rocked a bus terminal in Jakarta, killing at least 3 policemen, wounding several others. It's not clear who was responsible, but authorities suspect it was the work of Islamic State. Brazil's embattled President Michel Temer has ordered troops to defend government buildings in the capital, Brasilia, after thousands of protesters Wednesday demanded Mr. Temer, accused of corruption, leave office. Thousands marched toward the presidential palace. While most were peaceful, small groups wearing masks threw stones at police, who responded with tear gas. Some entered the agriculture ministry, setting part of the building on fire. Mr. Temer, who took office just a year ago after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed from office, has vowed not to resign, saying it would be an admission of guilt. Meanwhile, socialist Lenin Moreno was sworn in as Ecuador's president. He vowed to maintain the social programs of predecessor Rafael Correa. He promised a change in style, pledging to form a national dialogue and uphold freedom of expression. An Ethiopian court has convicted a journalist of inciting violence against the state. Newspaper editor Garachu Shifara was arrested 2 years ago, charged with communicating with a member of Jinbot 7, a band group linked to Eritrea. New Zealand has joined the space race with the launch Thursday of a low-cost rocket called Electron by the U.S.-based company Rocket Lab. This is one of 3 test launches with the aim of reaching orbit on the 2nd test. The company hopes to begin commercial launches later this year to put at least 1 rocket into space each week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.